with us right now, Mark D'Agostino from People Magazine, and we have a brand new People Extra out there, and it's The Secrets of American Idol. Are you a big American Idol fan?
I am. In fact, I watched the whole first season purely as a fan, so it was so much fun to get to work on it this time around and get to meet all these contestants.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of the finalists, a little different type of crowd this year. I think that the talent is a little bit better, but the appearances are all different this year.
The appearances are very different, and that's what's so unique. I mean, the absolute front runner right now is Ruben Studdard, this guy who wears like a 5XXL shirt.
Right.
And yet he has so much presence and personality that he just breaks through, and what a voice.
Oh, yeah, he's incredible. But it's interesting, though, because I think Simon did nail it when he mentioned that, you know, he's got to get rid of the Barry White thing for at least one song and try something else.
Yeah. Yep.
But he naturally sounds like him, though.
He does. He just naturally has that kind of presence that is just warm and soulful. And it doesn't matter, you know, you got to think back just a few weeks ago, he sang Sweet Home Alabama. That's as far away from Barry White as you could ever get, and he sounded great on that.
Yeah, he did, yeah. You know, it's interesting. We've had quite a few of the folks from American Idol on our show, including Simon Cowell. And when I first talked to these folks, I loved the show, but I didn't think it was going to be this huge phenomenon that it became. And it was great to see the great success of last year's winner and runner-up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And even beyond that, beyond the runner-up, you got Tamara Gray, who was...
Right, she's on Boston Public.
She was on Boston Public.
Right.
Some of the other people who were kicked off earlier even have things happening for them. It's almost... the show was such a huge success and is so big this time around. I almost think anyone in the top 10 is pretty much... can make a career out of this. You know, this is like a great jumping-off point for whatever they want to do.
Well, it's interesting, too, because some of the folks that aren't around, the Oliveira's young woman, we had her on our show, and she's doing pretty well on her own right now.
Doing very well.
She just did a Peter ad. She told me she had to remove all her clothes for it. She kind of liked that, actually.
Right. And, in fact, someone who didn't even make it that far, there's this 17-year-old, very pretty blonde named Ashley Hartman.
Right.
Who, you know, Simon kicked her off, basically said she sounded like she belonged on a poor cruise ship performance. She landed a co-starring role on a brand new Fox sitcom.
Called The O.C.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, you know, she didn't even make it into the top 12, so it just shows the power and reach of the show, I think. It's great exposure for anyone who gets on there.
What do you think about the crime element with the Frenchie and all these different people here, and we just had Corey Clark. It's become like a joke on the Jay Leno show, but
right.
It's kind of an interesting dilemma there for the folks that are producing it.
Well, it is, and it's a dilemma for all of these, you know, so-called reality shows, whether it's a competition or it's, you know, something more like Survivor. You know, background checks only go so far. There can be mistakes. There can be things overlooked. You know, the funny thing is it works out for the show's favor in a weird way because they get all kinds of press. They make the news instead of just making the celebrity shows and celebrity publications. And, you know, a little controversy never hurts. I mean, look at the career of Madonna or
right.
and plenty of other
Vanessa Williams comes to mind as well.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, though, because I think Corey actually could end up doing pretty well from this whole thing with all the publicity he got. He's very upset about what happened. He's pretty much just claiming that he got railroaded by the producers there.
Yeah, he basically feels like, you know, he did kind of keep this thing quiet because it was no big deal to him. He thought he had... the way he understood it from his lawyers and other people is that basically he was done, he was cleared, this thing was going away. So when the producers found out about it and then they called him in and they videotaped their conversation to use it on the show, he really felt like he was being used to drum up publicity as he was being kicked off.
And then they edited it to present it different from what he had originally said.
Exactly. No, that's exactly what he claims.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been running for People Magazine?
Boy, I've been on staff here for a little over 3 years, but I started as a freelancer for them up in the Boston area. Must be 7 years ago.
Is that where you're from? Are you from right here?
I'm actually, from New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Exeter.
Wow. So when you were talking about Boston... you were covering local celebs or something, or
yeah, it wasn't celebrity. It was more the news angle. You know, as in I'm part of the infamous Nanny trial.
Right.
You know, I did a lot of coverage of the Kennedy family.
What did happen to that nanny, by the way?
You know, nobody's really checked in with her recently. I mean, she was going to school and basically doing okay over in London.
She kind of went back into the woodwork.
Yeah, and really kind of disappeared.
There's an interesting angle for you, Mark.
I should check up on that. You know, it's been a couple of years since I've read anything about her.
You should, and that would be something that would be timely. There you go. You got a paid piece there. I'm sure they'd go for that one. Tell me about this one over here. When did they say to you, hey, Mark, we're going to be doing an American Idol issue. What do you want to do? What was your contribution to this thing?
Well, I was actually working from the New York end. I'm here in the New York Bureau now, and basically caught up with the contestants as they came through town on these whirlwind publicity tours. I mean, they really work these kids to death.
Oh, yeah.
Just nonstop interviews from sun up till sundown and well beyond. And so, you know, we were lucky enough to get some really good time to sit down with these guys and really talk with them and, you know, get at their personalities a little bit. And then they also did exclusive photo shoots for us, and some really nice pictures in the issue.
There's some great ones, yeah.
Some of the pictures they shared with us of their childhood are the best.
One of my favorites, and I don't think she's a great singer, but she certainly is going to have a career in front of her, is Kimberly Caldwell.
Yeah.
Her voice was not one of the stronger ones, but she's just a beautiful girl.
No, it's funny, and you know, she was on the WB show Pop Stars last season. She was actually a runner-up on that show. And when you think of the odds of trying out for two different TV shows, out of all the tens of thousands of people who showed up at these auditions around the country, for her to make it this far on two different shows is really incredible. And I think, actually, Corey Clark did that too. He was on Pop Stars as well. So, you know, there's something about her that there's a personality, there's a look, there's something just about her that catches people's attention. For this show, you know, the pop star, the pop idol, she doesn't quite make it. She's a little more rock and roll, I think.
It's interesting because I guess she's been in beauty pageants since she was a little kid.
Right.
Yeah.
No, so she definitely has something, and she catches your eye, and she catches the producer's attention. And these are pretty discerning people. I mean, there aren't many slackers who got through here.
One of the things that I really liked about this issue is also the look back, where are they now, of last year's top 10.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen Justin and Kelly, and Ryan Starr, I really liked her. What happened to her?
She is actually, you know, there's another one where I think her look caught the attention of more people than her singing actually did. Mm. And now it's paying off for her because she's launching her own clothing line.
And she's still doing music too, right?
Yeah.
She's trying anyway.
Yep. And almost all of them are working on, almost all of them who are in the top 10 are working on albums and shopping things around. And you know, Justin Guarini has his album coming out this summer.
AJ Gill has an album coming out.
Yep. And Christina Christian is working. I mean, she's been doing work already.
Yeah, Tamara Gray has an album coming out.
Yep. Incredibly. See, it'd be interesting to see how they hold up, you know, in the real world. You know, it's one thing for people to dial in and vote by phone. It's another to open up your wallet and drop $17.99 on a CD.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, they all are doing that, but look at the success of Kelly Clarkson's CD. That first single was huge.
Yep, absolutely huge. And, you know, we'll see where we go. You know, I don't know. I think the movie that she and Justin have done together, this sort of, they call it like Grease at the Beach. You know,
from Justin to Kelly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the reaction that I'm getting from fans I talk to is a little bit lukewarm. You know, it might appeal to the real young teen crowd, but a big part of the show, I mean, is the fact that it appeals to a really wide age spectrum. I mean, everyone from little kids to old folks sitting at home are watching the show and really enjoying it. And I don't know if the movie has that same appeal, so you might get to the point of overkill in some of
it. You know what I think is interesting, too, about this movie? It's coming out in June, by the way. June 13th is the release date on it. That it's so far after last year, and you know, we're already going to have a new champion around then.
Right.
So it's like last year's news a year too late. If they had planned this, which they can't do, obviously, but if they had put this thing out 6 months before or 5 months before, yeah, they would have done a lot better.
No, I think you're right. You know, I think they're banking on the fact that, they believe that Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini are going to be around for a long time, and their success doesn't depend wholly on American Idol.
But they're using American Idol. They're using American Idol as a platform. They've had them on there every other week, you know, singing something together. So, and they're all, I see them on all these shows together singing, trying to promote this movie.
Right.
So they are trying to, you know, keep drumming up support.
Yep.
You know?
They are. Yeah, I don't know. The movie was an odd move, I think.
Well, is that a Simon Cowell move or somebody else's idea?
You know, that's funny. I'm not sure where that originated, because it was something none of us heard about beforehand. We all knew they'd be working on albums, there would be the tour, but there was sort of no clue that this movie was in the works until after the competition was over. So it seems like it was done very, very quickly. And in fact, they shot the film in 6 weeks. Justin was telling me how crazy the schedule was. I mean, they were all completely exhausted. They had a great time, but 6 weeks to do any film is pretty quick, and to do a musical in that amount of time, I mean, you know, most Hollywood musicals, the old Hollywood musicals, would take months and months. So, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, one of the things I found out from reading this special edition of People Magazine, The Secrets of American Idol, is that the average episode's Randy says dog 13 times.
There are some great little statistics.
Yeah, and 25% of the finalists have tattoos.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing in the world now, how accepted that is, you know. It's not just rock and rollers with tattoos anymore, that's for sure.
Now, the favorite, according to your magazine, is definitely Ruben.
Yeah.
And they have the second favorite as Clay Aiken.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think that's going to change. I saw a really dramatic shift on the show this past week in one of my favorites, who I think is really the dark horse of this competition, and that is, Kelly, Kimberly Clark.
Kimberly Clark.
Sorry, I had Kelly in my mind. Kimberly Clark has...
Kimberly Locke, you mean, right?
Locke,
yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
She has been singing beautifully from the beginning, but she didn't quite have a look together.
Oh, she looked great last night.
She was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her look was good. Her voice was great. She impressed Simon. She impressed all the judges.
They all mentioned the way she looked, though, too.
Yeah. No, it really was a dramatic shift for her.
Yeah.
I think she found a look that was fresh, and before she looked a little bit like a nightclub singer, which is where she came from.
Right.
That's what she had been doing.
I think Carmen Rasmussen will be the next dismissed.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I think her time has come, and I don't know how much longer Josh Grayson will...
Yeah, unfortunately. I actually like Josh a lot, but I think he's done too.
Yeah, I even see, it seems like he's lost some of his enthusiasm up there. He doesn't have the same spark on stage that he did, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
The thing about Clay Aiken, it's very interesting. People are commenting on his sexual preference. That's become a large part of the conversation that I hear.
Right.
I'm not sure that makes a difference, but again, on the other hand, the appearance thing of his, I think, and they pointed out last night, about the other night, about his annoying facial moves. If he works on those things, Simon's comment that, you know, I love listening to, you know, not watching you but listening, is absolutely accurate.
But it is accurate.
It is something he can work on, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is something he can work on. It's funny, a lot of singers, you know, if you see singers who are sort of just out of college or just, you know, just hitting the circuit, they have these weird sort of facial things they do that are just kind of covering up for insecurities sometimes. It's very weird. And he does some weird things up there, and he has a weird presence, but, you know, I don't know. With the amount of time left, can he change so much as to overcome that? I'm not sure, and you really need the whole package to win this thing.
Well, my prediction for the top three will be Kimberly Locke, Trenice, and Ruben Studded.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close. Yeah, Trenice is interesting. I mean, she has this sort of diva presence that I think is powerful. And she looks like a professional. I mean, right from the first show, she just looked like a pro behind the microphone.
Yep.
So I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I think Kimberly is going to surprise a lot of people, where she's been in the bottom three probably more than anyone else at this point.
And all three of my picks are minorities.
That's interesting too, isn't it? mm-hmm. compared to last time around. I mean, it is a different group, a different competition.
A whole different competition. I mean, can you imagine that first day around, even Rubin even being considered?
No.
No, he wouldn't have been. But
no, I don't think he would have been passed through by the early judges. You know, yeah. There are about three rounds of auditions before we ever see anything on TV. And I don't think he would have made a pass just because of his size.
Right.
And this time, I don't know why, but they allowed these different people with different looks through. And it's really paying off because I think Ruben is going to be a big star.
Now, the shirt with the number on it, he didn't have that on the other night.
No, I think, you know, I think he listens to Simon, which is a smart thing.
Uh-huh.
And Simon, even though he didn't say it to him, he said it to some other contestants. We need to see something fresh. You need to step it up every week. Give us something new.
Yeah.
And that's one place where he could give them something new.
Because I understand those shirts are actually selling all over the place.
Selling like hotcakes is what I hear, yeah. They're apparently made by one store, one company, back in his hometown, Birmingham, Alabama. And apparently the store owes Ruben a lot because they're selling a ton of them.
Yeah, I don't know if he's getting anything out of it, but yeah, a lot of people also that write to our site, that email us, are getting annoyed by Ryan Seacrest. I actually think he's a pretty good host, but he does seem to be taking more of a visible my importance role in this thing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a typical pop station DJ kind of role, isn't it? Come on.
Well, I guess so. Well, he's a good-looking guy, and the women, and him and Simon seem to have some kind of connection there.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. Some of the banter back and forth is good, and I don't know. I think he's a pretty good host. I mean, all around, and I lived out in L.A. for a couple of years and heard him on the radio all the time, and he's one of these guys who puts the spotlight on himself, but it's paying off.
Hmm. Randy Jackson is. I like the guests they've had too. I mean, who could beat Smokey Robinson? Huh?
It was great. It was great. And then Lionel Richie the week before. I mean, really, just top notch people. I mean, imagine that for these singers who are basically unknowns, who are thrust into the spotlight to then get there and actually sing in front of their idols.
And for all the Simon Cowell fans out there. There's some great pictures in your People Special Edition. One of them of him with really, really long hair.
Yeah.
And another one looking like Rocky.
Yeah, he does. He looks like Rocky. Yeah. There's one with his hair is parted right down the middle. This had to be from like 1982 or something. I don't know. But his hair is parted right down the middle and feathered off to the sides like Eddie Van Halen
used to wear. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I see that one. Yeah. He's with a song. I'm trying to figure out who he's posing with. I guess that's his half-sister.
Yeah, he's a couple posing more with his sister. Yeah, he's forever been single, which is interesting because I know a lot of women really like Simon.
Yeah, he's very popular.
Very popular.
But you know, maybe
girls like the bad boy, I guess.
I guess they do. Well, the special editions, if you love American Idol as I do, and millions of our folks who are listening out here at PMPnetwork.com, the Secrets of American Idol, People Extra, is on the newsstands right now, right?
I believe it hits stands tomorrow, yeah.
And it will be on until May 19th.
Yep.
So go down
to
your
newsstand.
Go down to the newsstand and get it, and you can... Now, what can they see that you actually wrote, Mark?
Well, it's funny. You know, we do a group process here, but pretty much... A lot of the interviews with the contestants, the interviews with Justin and Kelly, I talked to both of them for the little Where Are They Now section, and I was there for these photo shoots, kind of hanging out with all the bulk of the top ten.
Now this magazine must be out already in some places.
I believe, yeah, it's just rolling out. So,
because I got an email about Alden Wynn's photo from someone who thought that was obscene when they first looked at it.
You know, he's holding a... I'm trying to turn to that page right now, and I see that he's holding...
he's on page 30.
Some kind of a brush in front of him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's an interesting angle. I don't know if that...
Yep.
I happened to notice that this morning.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, thanks so much for coming on, Mark, and good luck with the People Magazine Special Extra, and hopefully we'll talk to you again another time when the next one comes out.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the time.
Take care, Mark.
Take care.
Bye-bye.